full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that full name, you'd call him?
Uncle William, or Uncle Billy, whatever.
President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name?
Be Uncle John.
And the first book in the New Testament in the Bible?
Okay, now you know. Who's first, Matthew?
And your youngest daughter's name?
Sarah.
And the highest rank in the army?
You fit to go, though.
Well, you'd have a 5-star.
General.
And the rank beneath a general would be a
colonel.
And the person in charge of the ship?
Is a captain.
Do you ever hear the word captain used in other situations, like calling any wolf bar captain?
Captain. Captain. No.
And someone who presides over the court?
Is a judge.
And someone who goes to school?
Goes to school?
Is a...
Just a student?
And pupil. A woman? Huh?
Student or a pupil.
What's the difference?
Neither, except that I'd probably say student before pupil. A pupil you picture sitting in the classroom with students on his way to school. I don't know.
What about, if they're in high school?
They're high school students.
What about pupil?
They're still a pupil.
What if you're in a university?
No. They wouldn't be a pupil anymore.
A woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth?
Is a secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
An actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is...
American.
And what different names were there for blacks?
Nigger, Negro, black.
What was the most common when you were little?
Nigger.
Was that meant to be insulting? Or?
No, just that's what they were. They were nigger. In fact, it wasn't until I guess I probably got up in school a little bit that I realized it was Negro. And I guess when I started reading or something, it was always nigger.
Were there any German names for blacks?
I don't know. Mother and daddy. It's still nigger to mother and daddy.
And our race would be?
White.
Any other names for blacks?
Anglo.
What is an Anglo? I mean, does that...
It sounds like... It's Anglo is just white to me, and it sounds like if something that a school teacher would divide a class up into. These are the Negroes, these are the Mexicans, and these are the Anglo. And that would be a nice term. That would be a nice term for whites. That would be the same thing as lining them up and saying, these are the niggers, these are the Mexicans, and these are the whites. Like that.
Do you think of Mexicans as being a different race? Or how do people...
Different than whites, you mean?
Yeah.
Different, yeah, they're... Yes.
Well,
and I'll tell you this, from this general area down here, I'd much rather have a Negro living next to me than a Mexican.
Why is that?
Negroes seem like they're nicer, they're easier to get along with, I'd almost say they're cleaner, and Mexicans are, most of your Mexicans are smart asses around here. They really are.
All of them? I mean,
we use the term for Mexicans around here as terrible. We use like greasers. You know, and most of the time, that's when we were growing up. Now, the girls, the high school ones, all that, I mean, that's when I guess I finally decided there wasn't any real big difference between races then. But, man, we were kids and all that. And now,